So happy to see everyone out this morning or able to be here. There are several who are not able to be here due to illness or other circumstances. And if you're watching or listening, we want you to know that we miss you. By the way, those who are operating the cameras, they asked that we might pan around to see who's here so that they can rejoice with the folks here. And Christmas time. I don't know if you knew that, but tomorrow is Christmas if you haven't gotten your shopping done. The kids are all excited about that. Exciting time for the kids. And why are kids so excited? Why do they get so excited? Well, because of the gifts, right? Not only gifts that they will receive. I'm sure children are excited about gifts that they have opportunity to give as well. But that's all they can talk about, Christmas. In fact, some of the kids, when Christmas is over, is how long till next Christmas, right? How many days, how many sleeps till next Christmas? Get all excited about that. I remember back when I was 12. Now, Mom's not here. She went to Louisiana, so I can talk about this now. And I don't know that she knows this, so if you're watching, Mom, I'm really sorry. But when I was about 12, I wanted, on my Christmas list, I was asking for a 1/24th scale slot car set. Now, that's the bigger ones, all right? I really, the bigger the better. And I was really excited about the possibility of getting this 1/24th scale slot car set. And, I wanted it bad. And somewhere along the fall, I remember it was a nice day. We were playing out in the backyard. We were playing hide-and-go-seek or army guys or something. And I crouched down next to the basement window, and I looked in. There was a box about this big, and it was the slot car set that I had asked for Christmas. And in fact, it was an even better slot car set than I ever even imagined that I would get. And I thought, there it is. Oh, my goodness. But you know what was so torturous about that is I couldn't tell anybody until now. And I was just so excited. I thought, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. I'm going to get this slot car set for Christmas, but I can't tell anybody about it. And on Christmas morning, that box was there, and I knew exactly what it was. And when I opened it up, I mean, I put on a show like I was so surprised. And it wasn't so much a show because I was excited because I got what I had hoped for, right? But after that, man, I was telling everybody about my 1/24 scale slot car set. I was excited to tell everybody about it. And it was just so exciting. And, you know, that's one of those kinds of presents that we just want to talk about. We want to tell everybody about. You know, that's the way it should be with the greatest gift of all. And that's the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we are so excited about the gift that we have received through Jesus Christ that we want to tell everybody about it, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And so that's a gift that is given to us that we ought to want to talk about. Christmas is a big deal. Let's talk about it. Let's tell other people about this. So when you receive a gift that means so much to you, you're excited. You want to tell other people about it. I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait to tell my friends about my 1/24 scale slot car set. And I'll tell you, I had a lot of fun with that slot car set over the years. But even better is the gift of salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ. Here's our take-home thought today, and that is tell others about the best gift ever, Jesus. Tell others about the best gift ever. Tell other people about Jesus. He should be so precious to you and the gift of his salvation that he has given to you that you want to talk about him. Tell others about him. This past year, our emphasis has been on that of evangelism. telling people about Jesus, seeing people come to the Lord Jesus in his great salvation. We have encouraged and we have tracked invitations and gospel conversations. And as we wrap up this year, we have had, you have invited 441 people out to FBC. And you've had 129 gospel conversations that we've tracked. And I don't know about you, but I know that I've given some invitations and I've had some gospel conversations that I forgot to record. And I'm sure you've done that too. So we have at least that many invitations and that many gospel conversations. And we have seen that the people have come out and have attended FBC. Now, interestingly, it may not be the individuals that you invited, but I think God blesses faithfulness. As we're faithful to do that, he brings the people in that need to be here. And so if you're one of those folks, thank you for coming out to FBC. And I trust you're enjoying your time with us and are connecting with us. We have also had 7 baptisms through the year. We're actually looking ahead to next Sunday, two weeks from today. We have a baptism coming up. We're excited about that, starting off the new year. And we have added 24 members to FBC this past year. So praise the Lord, and may that continue to the glory of God. You are telling other people about the greatest gift ever. Let's keep that up. And I want to encourage you through our text today. Turn to Luke chapter 2. We're looking at verses 8 through 20. Luke chapter 2, Pastor Nate already mentioned that he just gets really excited about the shepherds, and so do I. Something about being outdoors, I guess, and enjoying the outdoors. And this event happened to the shepherds out there. And we want to look at this passage and learn the importance of telling others about that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation. Let's see what we can learn. Follow as I read. It's already been read this morning. We'll read it once again. Excuse me. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that has been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. All right, so what can we learn from the shepherds about this event that took place out in the fields, watching their flocks? Angels come to them, tell them about Jesus, and they get excited about it, and they go see Jesus. Well, the shepherds spread the word concerning that which they saw. Is that what they did? Did they get so excited about what they saw? And they saw a lot. I mean, they were eyewitnesses to this angel coming to them out of the night, you know, like, whoo, there he is, this angel. Oh my goodness, whoa, that would be something to talk about, right? They saw the angel, and then they saw a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Man, I'll tell you what, that's something to get excited about, right? And is that what they talked about, though? Is that what they told everybody about? That which they saw? Or that which they experienced? We like to talk about our experiences. Several of you knew that our extended family was going to a lodge this last week, Wednesday through Saturday. And I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful place. And it, I mean, just wow. And out in the middle of nowhere, just really nice. And I could spend some time telling, I got pictures. And you experience things, and you see things, and you want people to see those things, and you tell them about your experience. And I could tell you about how precious a time we had as a family, and tell you all about that. Is that what the shepherds did, though? Did they talk about what they saw and what they experienced? That's not what they told everybody about. That isn't what they talked about. Look at verse 17. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They spread the word concerning that which had been told them concerning the child. They didn't talk about their experience, the angels. They didn't talk about, being out there in the night and all of a sudden, whoo, all of this is happening and, man, it was exciting and, man, the sky was filled with angels. No. They spread the word concerning that which they had been told about concerning the baby Jesus. You know, it's interesting because we are told to go and make disciples. We're told to go and tell others about Jesus. And these guys were excited about this because they had been told that he was the long-awaited Messiah. Here, these shepherds, most probably Jews, looking ahead to the coming of the Messiah, right? And the long-awaited Savior of the world. And the angel said, here he is. The Savior has been born. The one who is going to save your soul. Now, interestingly, angels don't have the privilege of evangelizing. And yet, in this case, they had the opportunity to tell the shepherds, the Savior has been born. Your Savior has been born, Jesus. So the angels had, I bet the angels were just so excited about that opportunity to tell the shepherds about that. They probably, it says they said this. We like to talk about the angels singing. But, I bet they were excited. We got to tell the shepherds. But I'll tell you what's even more exciting is when you and I have the opportunity, as the shepherds did, to tell other people about that great salvation that we have through Jesus Christ, the Savior, who has been born. That's what they got excited about. They got excited about what had been told to them about this child. So I want to give you some points of encouragement this morning. All right? Some points of encouragement. The first point of encouragement is don't be afraid. We have this responsibility. We're going to talk a little bit more about this next week as well as we launch into the new year. But as we have this opportunity to tell other people about Jesus, it's interesting that they said, don't be afraid. Now, don't be afraid, they were like, whoa! Right in the middle of this, they're probably in la-la land sleeping, and they get awakened. I was taking a nap on this little retreat that we had with the family. And I mean, I was in that stupid, delicious stage, I just like, and one of my great nieces comes up and she goes, boo! And I was like, whoa! It's like, whoa! That may be what happened here, These guys wake up like, whoa, what's going on, But it's interesting, he said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. They were filled, verse 9 there, with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. The great fear here, the NIV translates it, terrified. That's a good translation. These guys were shaking in their boots. It was like an earthquake in their hearts. It was like, whoa, what is going on, you know? Partly because they were probably awakened in the middle of the night with this great news, but partly because how often have you seen an angel or two like that? And what's going to happen? What's it like? So they were afraid in a big way. The word there is mega fearful. But they were told, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I think we can take this to heart. When it comes to telling others about Jesus, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid when it comes to telling other people about Jesus. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free. And when you know the truth, there's no need to fear. So often we become fearful when we tell other people or when we're tasked with that responsibility. Why? Probably rejection, right? We're afraid of that somebody's going to tell us, you know, I don't want to hear about it, or go away, you're an idiot, or whatever. We don't like that rejection. Or sometimes we might not be sure what to say, right? We're like, they ask us a question and we don't know. Well, what about this or what about that? So we tend to be a bit fearful about that kind of thing. And the angels told the shepherds, don't be afraid. Just make known what we've told you. Just make known what we've told you. So you think about that. What is the biblical alternative to fear? Well, oftentimes we would say trust, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct his path. If you're taking notes, you might jot down 1 John 4:18, which says, perfect love drives out fear. And I submit that love is the biblical alternative to fear. When we are fearful, where's the focus tend to lie? On us. Oh no, what's going to happen to me if this happens? Or if this happens even to them, how will that affect me? Right? The focus tends to be on me. But perfect love drives out fear. When you have a love for God and know that he has spoken, and he has spoken truth, and we can trust in him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, he will make our path straight, then that love for God in itself can drive out the fear. But then the focus of love toward others, to be more concerned about them than your fear, can drive out that fear and anxiety and concerns that tend to get us down. And that's, as I think about the fear that we so often have in telling others about Jesus, how can we overcome that? Do you have a love for lost souls? Do you love that individual enough to overcome that fear? I often think about the firefighter, right? Who is fighting the fire structure, a house, and they hear, somebody's still in there. I can't but help but think that there has to be some apprehension in that firefighter to say, somebody's got to go in and help him. And yet he overcomes that apprehension or that fear and charges into the house. Of course, there's some training involved and so on, right? But he goes into that. Why? Because he's concerned about the individual. Apply that to your evangelism, your invitations, your gospel conversations. Say, I love this person enough that I don't want to see them spend eternity in a literal, eternal hell. And I want to share with them of this great salvation that I have. Just like the shepherds were told, fear not. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people, even that friend of yours who may not know Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. To think that when we have the truths about Jesus, that settles our fears and helps us overcome. Why did the shepherds get so excited about this? They were fearful, but then they were told some things, and they acted then on what they were told. Well, let me illustrate it. There's a commercial. I've heard it on the radio several times here recently. I don't know how long it's been around, but they have this. Some of you may be interested in this. They have a commercial here in Dayton. It's called The Dayton Weight Loss Secret. Okay? The Dayton Weight Loss. I don't know if it's just for people in Dayton or not. But it's The Dayton Weight Loss Secret. And I'm like, really? But you got to call this number. And there's a little doubt in my mind that you got to put out some money, visit their clinic before they're going to tell you about this
weight loss secret,
right? I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a bit skeptical. Why? I'm not so sure I believe it. That there's this, if there was something so successful that if you shared it, that people could lose all kinds of weight and be so much healthier, why would you not want to share that? If you had the cure for cancer, how selfish would it be to say, I'm going to keep it to myself? Or in this case, it's a secret. No, you would want to tell everybody about it. So how was it that they overcame their fears? Well, they believed it. They believed what they were told. How do you gain courage to tell others? Believe it. Believe what you have been told about this child. He is the Savior. He is the Savior. And then just simply tell others, I've got the answer. I have the answer for eternal life. There may be some things about this that I don't know and I don't understand yet. I'm learning, I'm growing, and if you ask me a question I'm going to say that I don't know the answer to, I'll say, I don't know, but I'll try to find out for you. Man, that takes away the fears because of your faith, because you believe it. So here's another point of encouragement, and that is good news is exciting to tell. Good news is exciting to tell. Verse 10, the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This was something that they were not to keep to themselves. It was to be for everybody. We would be selfish to say, we have the secret. We have the secret. And if we think you deserve to know, we might tell you. No, it's for all the people. I mean, we get excited about good news. We won! Or, hey, we're expecting a child, right? You get excited about that thing. Or, I got a job. I got the job. You tell other people about that. We sold the house. Or, we bought a house. I passed my test. One of our ladies passed a test a couple weeks ago, and it's like, man, she was excited, and we were excited because we were praying, right? Passed the test. I passed, right? Something to get excited about. We want people to know that good news. And here we have good news that is full of joy. And relief was felt when the angel said this. It wasn't a secret. It's supposed to be told. There are times when you're told something and you don't want everybody to know yet. You know, we're expecting, but we're in our, we just found out, and we're But they're excited and can't wait to tell everybody. They're going to wait a month or two or whatever it is, you know. Oh, that's kind of torture, right? But when you have the freedom to tell, man, I want other people to know this exciting news. And here's something to shout about. Great news, good news of great joy for all. Don't hoard the good news about Jesus. He is the gift of salvation. He's the good news of great joy that is offered to all. And if he is your gift of salvation, why wouldn't you tell others about it? You get a gift tomorrow and you're excited about it, you're going to tell people about it. Tell people about Jesus. He's the greatest gift of all. Here's a final point of encouragement, and that is tell what you know about Jesus. Remember I said you may not know it all. I'm sure the shepherds didn't know all the theological implications of the fact that the Savior had been born in Bethlehem. But they told what they had been told about the child. They talked about what they had been told. Look at verse 17. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. Last week in Brett Barnes' class, he referenced a message that Dr. John White, Dr. White of Cedarville University has preached, president of Cedarville. And when it comes to what we believe about Jesus, it just kind of sounds weird, right? The birth of Jesus was prophesied hundreds of years before it ever came about. It's kind of weird. You know, really? Yeah, and he was born at just the right time. Kind of weird. He was born of a virgin. No man was involved in the pregnancy. That's kind of weird, right? Has that ever happened before? That's weird. He was worshipped while he was here on this earth. Yeah, that's weird. You know, we don't go around worshiping people, although, you know, we have American Idol and all of that. He lived a perfect life. That is weird. We believe that he lived a perfect life. He was the perfect Lamb of God. Really, how many of you, have I lived a perfect life? No. It's just really kind of weird to believe that this guy lived an absolute perfect life. And he died. That's not so weird because we're all destined to die apart from the rapture. But a weird part about that is he was found innocent by his executioner, Pilate, and still was put to death. That's kind of weird. It's like the judge saying, "You're innocent, but I'm still going to put you to death." That is really weird. And he rose again. He came back to life. Now that is really weird, right? How many people have you seen buried and come back to life? Jesus. That's really weird. And he ascended into heaven, and he's coming back again, and he provides salvation, eternal life to all who believe. This is all really weird. But Dr. White says, be weird for Jesus. Be weird for Jesus. These are truths that we have that are truth. How do you overcome the fears? You believe it. We believe these things. They're essential to our faith. How do we believe it? Well, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're just simply telling other people what we have been told about this child, right? We're just to do what the shepherds did. No doubt the shepherds sounded weird. You know, they never telling people what they have been told about this child. A Savior has been born. good news of great joy for all the people. Believe it. All you have to do is believe and receive this gift of Jesus, and you can have eternal life. It may sound kind of weird, but let's be weird for Jesus. Tell others that Jesus is the one and only Savior, the only hope. Tell others that Jesus is the one and only Savior. Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. How about you? Maybe you're here today. Maybe you're watching or listening. And this, it may be like a light bulb has gone off. That's the big deal about Christmas. As Linus says, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. You know? It's because Jesus is the Savior of the world. And he can be your Savior if you believe, receive that gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Christ, that's the greatest gift of all. We want you to know about that. I hope you have heard sufficiently to say, you know what, I want that. I want that great gift of Jesus. I want that eternal life. As believers, I trust that you are encouraged to say, you know what, this is worth talking about. I need to overcome any apprehensions that I have, any fears. Maybe gain a little bit more understanding and learning, but don't wait until you know it all, because you won't know it all. Not one of us knows it all. Don't wait. Just start telling others. And one way we learn is when people ask us questions we don't know, and we say, you know what, I'm going to find that out. And then go talk to Pastor Nate. He'll tell you. He'll fill you all in. But the point there is, don't be intimidated. We know the truth. The truth of his word. You know, realizing the significance of these events led the shepherds to praise God. It didn't take much convincing. As you talk with friends and relatives this Christmas, don't hesitate to tell them about the significance of Christmas. It's all about Jesus. And if they would just believe that he came to provide salvation, if they would just believe, through his death, burial, and resurrection, they too can have eternal life. They too can be excited about these truths, just like you are. Christmas is all about Jesus. We want to tell others about his great salvation as a result of his death, burial, and resurrection. And then, as a result of that, what do? We do what the shepherds did, praising God. We worship. We worship together. We're going to worship here in just a moment, but I just want to tell you that when we close the prayers, we're worshiping. If you'd like to ask more questions, if you'd like to talk about Jesus and his great salvation, I'll be down front here after the service. I'll be in the back. And we'd love to have someone take you aside, pray with you, and help you understand the significance of this great gift. To believers, worship, I just encourage you to commit in your heart to say, you know what? Coming into this Christmas and into the new year, I'm going to just commit to talk freely about Jesus as I have opportunity to do so. And then as we do that, let God provide the increase. May we see souls coming to Jesus as a result of our testimony, as a result of our witness, as a result of our excitement about having the greatest gift of all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these truths here today. We're humbled by the fact that you are willing to come to some of the lowliest of individuals and tell them of this great salvation, of the Christ who has been born, these shepherds. And as they were told of these truths, they were willing to go out and tell others about what they had been told, what they had learned. And may that simply be what we do. May we go from here and just say, you know what? Here's what we know about Jesus. He's God who became man. And He provided salvation through his death, burial, and resurrection.